Part 4. The Imprint of Trauma. Chapter 11. Uncovering Secrets. The Problem of Traumatic Memory. It is a strange thing that all the memories have these two qualities. They are always full of quietness. That is the most striking thing about them. And even when things weren't like that in reality, they still seem to have that quality. They are soundless apparitions, which speak to me by looks and gestures, wordless and silent, and their silence is precisely what disturbs me. Erich Maria Remarque, from All Quiet on the Western Front. In the spring of 2002, I was asked to examine a young man who claimed to have been sexually abused while growing up by Paul Shanley, a Catholic priest who had served in his parish in Newton, Massachusetts. Now 25 years old, he had apparently forgotten the abuse until he heard that the priest was currently under investigation for molesting young boys. The question posed to me was, even though he had seemingly repressed the abuse for well over a decade after it ended, were his memories credible, and was I prepared to testify to that fact before a judge? I will share what this man, whom I'll call Julian, told me, drawing on my original case notes. Even though his real name is in the public record, I'm using a pseudonym because I hope that he has regained some privacy and peace with the passage of time. His experiences illustrate the complexities of traumatic memory. The controversies over the case against Father Shanley are also typical of the passions that have swirled around this issue. Since psychiatrists first described the unusual nature of traumatic memories in the final decades of the 19th century. Flooded by sensations and images. On February 11, 2001, Julian was serving as a military policeman at an Air Force base. During his daily phone conversation with his girlfriend, Rachel, she mentioned a lead article she'd read that morning in the Boston Globe. A priest, named Shanley, was under suspicion for molesting children. Hadn't Julian once told her about a Father Shanley who had been his parish priest back in Newton? Did he ever do anything to you? She asked. Julian initially recalled Father Shanley as a kind man who had been very supportive after his parents got divorced. But as the conversation went on, he started to go into a panic. He suddenly saw Shanley silhouetted in a doorframe, his hands stretched out at 45 degrees, staring at Julian as he urinated. Overwhelmed by emotion, he told Rachel, "I've got to go." He called his flight chief, who came over, accompanied by the first sergeant. After he met with the two of them, they took him to the base chaplain. Julian recalls telling him, "Do you know what is going on in Boston? It happened to me, too." The moment he heard himself say those words, he knew for certain that Shanley had molested him, even though he did not remember the details. Julian felt extremely embarrassed about being so emotional. He had always been a strong kid who kept things to himself.